I'm Ira Flatow, and this is Science Friday from NPR. And joining us now is Flora Lichtman with our video pick of the week. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
We've got some cute critters.
Yes. Going out with a bang this year. We get up close and personal with leaf cutter ants.
Leaf cutter ants.
Yeah. I hadn't considered the plight of a leaf cutter until this week. And it's kind of remarkable what they do. There are different castes of leaf cutters, but the foragers, and those are the ones that go out and do the cutting, spend their time going up to leaves and cutting them into tiny pieces. But if you're, it doesn't sound that hard, but if you're an ant,
right,
it's like chopping down a tree with your mouth. I mean,
you let me think about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, it seems hard.
Sure, absolutely. Right.
So you need some good tools to do it. And Robert Schofield, who's a physicist at the University of Oregon, was interested in leaf cutter mandibles and mm-hmm. how these tools age, because you're born, they're really sharp. In fact, he found that they're as sharp as the sharpest razor blade
you
can buy.
The jaws on those leaf cutter ants?
When they're babies.
When
they're born. But after all of this leaf cutting, of course, they get a little duller. And so his question was, what happens to these ants when, the mandibles dull?
An old age ant. It's not good at leaf cutting anymore.
When they can't cut it.
Spend all day on that one.
I did. And the whole week. It finally came to me this morning.
There you go. So they just thrown out? Like, we think of our old age homes?
No, this is it's the feel good story of today. Anyway.
The end of the year.
end of the year. The ants that can't cut it anymore take on a new job in the society. They do less cutting, and at least in the colony that he looked at, they start carrying the leaves. So the ones with the sharper mandibles continue cutting, and they don't have to struggle and saw. They can become carriers.
They can schlep them instead.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know if it's better or not. But it did seem like, here we are on New Year's Eve. If you're feeling outmoded by the four-squaring, Twittering, Facebooking, Think about the ants. They figured out a new niche for themselves when they mm-hmm. can't quite get into the cutting.
And Flora's video pick of the week is up on our website at sciencefriday.com, up there in the left corner. And you went in and you cut the video together of these great video of these leaf cutter ants doing their job.
Yeah, you can see them really close doing the cutting. And Schofield says they're really like artisans. It's not just automatons chopping them into pieces. They have to make decisions about how to use the mandibles to get across the leaf. It's pretty neat footage.
Mm-hmm. And they have little patterns. It's like I was thinking of the old days we used to watch pattern cutters here in New York.
He actually calls them. He's like, they're little tailors. In fact, they have different maneuvers for cutting. Sometimes they hold the mandibles and pull them across like you would with a scissors if you were cutting cloth. There are all these different techniques. He thinks maybe that they actually have figured out techniques to cut down on wear.
And how long do they live, these ants?
It sounds like a year for these ants, although the queen lives much longer, suspiciously, to me.
She can pop out a new leaf cutter whenever she thinks we need some more sharp mandibles.
That's right. And actually, I think one of the most interesting things I learned this week was that they don't eat the leaves. They actually cut the leaves, and then they take them to their nest, they chop them up, and they are like these tiny little farmers. They grow fungus on the leaves, like... Mm-hmm. Cultivate. Use them as substrate for the cultivation.
Mm-hmm. Little mushroom.
Yeah.
Mushroom farms. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
And Flora's video pick of the week is up there at Science Friday at sciencefriday.com, and you can see all the other videos. In fact, you can go there and download our podcasts, and we have now iPhone and Android podcasts if you want to take them along with you. Our program senior producer is Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Intagliata, Catherine Wells, and Leshu Bayak. Neil Rausch is our technical director and at the controls here in New York. And as I say, if you missed any part of the program, go to our website at sciencefriday.com and download them, the video and the audio portions. Have a great holiday, safe New Year. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.